That's pretty good, Coach.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, man. I mean, we made one error this past weekend.
And you won both games.
Huh?
And you won both games.
And we won both games. But I thought hitting was probably going to be our strong point starting out, which it has sputtered for whatever reason. But I'm hoping that, you know, we'll go back to the basics and just the hitting fundamentals and kind of go back and just correct some things and get the guys, put some guys in fresh situations. We'll get back to practice. We'll start back. We'll hit with a lot of runners on base and do a lot of pressure BP. And I'm hoping that'll fix that.
So how do you see your kids? Are they all high character kids?
Yeah, we brought in a bunch of high character guys that understands the game. We brought in a bunch of JUCO guys with some experience, and that has helped. That has helped us tremendously. So we feel pretty good about the team that we've assembled. But like I said, we're just so young in so many areas, so it's gonna take some time for us to gel.
Well, you play in the rugged Red River Athletic Conference, and that conference normally sends two or three teams to the NAIA tournament.
Right.
How do you see Texas College getting to that level?
Well, it's gonna basically depend on how well we fit down the stretch and how well we hit. Because I feel defensively we're going to be okay. But we got to be able to manufacture runs. Our run production has to be real big. And we got to keep our pitching staff healthy. Our number one and number two pitchers are both lefty. And they've been good so far.
Well, you know, that's a rarity in college baseball to have your 1-2 guy pitchers that are lefties. There's only a few teams that can currently in 2016 that have that distinction.
Right.
How do you think that that'll hold up for a right-handed hitting power team? Say
I
something.
Think it'll hold well. I think it'll hold up if we can kind of keep them off balance and use a good mix. We don't need to try to do too much and try. We need to try to just continue to trust our defense, which they've done that so far. So they just gotta trust each other. And I feel like if we trust each other, I think we'll be okay.
And do you see any signature wins this coming 2016 season?
Yeah, I foresee a few wins that we, you know, like I say, if we can stay healthy and pitchers can kind of keep us in some ball games, if our hitting will come around, I feel like we can sneak up and beat some people with the team that we have right now.
Well, a lot of the problems that people are having right now in this country is especially the season just starting, weather. How are you guys holding up in Texas?
Hey, weather's been great here. We've had some good weather. When we opened up against Texas Western, I think it was about 75 degrees and sunny. It was a great day for baseball, great atmosphere. Guys was very, very excited to be on the baseball field playing against another opponent other than ourselves. But the weather's been great, man. We've been practicing in 72 to 74 degree weather for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's good weather.
Yeah, in the beginning now it was cold, but it was probably 35, 40 degrees. But we still was practicing and scrimmaging in it because, you know, in East Texas weather changes a lot, so we had to get acclimated pretty quick.
Well, how do you plan on knocking off, say, an LSU Shreveport or LSU Alexandria? They sit at the top. Seems like they sit at the top every year. And with your experience coming from a D1 program, your D1 experience, especially at the HBCU level, how can you knock these big opponents down?
By being aggressive early and often in the ball game, getting those timely hits, executing our short game, getting the defense caught out of position a lot. And the run production is going to be real big. He's running on base. We got to be able to move them over and get them in. Pitchers, of course, got to throw strikes. Got to pound the strike zone. And we just got to play good defense. You got to put overall together a good game to beat those guys, because they're going to be good. But we just got to play good baseball. Good, smart, fundamental baseball.
Now, that sounds like an experienced coach there, coming from your background. Well, tell me, give me a short list of your top players that you think that can go to that level and get you a win, whether it's on the whether they're at the plate or on the mound.
My two left-handed pitchers right now, two top left-handed pitchers are Carlos Cordero and Michael Garcia on the front end. Now on the back end, we got Kiwa Picarero, who's a sidearm guy, who's a setup guy. And then my closer, who's my freshman shortstop, Jonathan Riffle. And offensively, we got a big bat and Juan Mesa. He's an former all-conference player. And then I got a freshman transfer from Detroit by the name of Marcus Irving. He swings a good bat. Cameron Davis has been hitting well. And, of course, the Ripple kid hit over 700 this past weekend. And he's a freshman. Scotty Lehman, he's an outfielder. Scotty Lehman has swung the bat well.
Do you see this happening this year, or are you preparing the team for next year?
No, I see it happening this year. Hitting is contagious, and it's all about timing. I feel like the more games we play, the better we're going to be offensively. So that's not even a concern of mine right now. Being a hitting guy myself, that's not a concern of mine. We just want to continue to just try to find us a good pitch to hit and get a good swing on it. And leave it for the next guy. Just try to get on base. Put the ball in play.
Coach, that sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time, Stanley Stubbs.
Yes, sir, Mike. I appreciate you, man. And good thing I can do on my end is don't help.
Not a problem, brother.